peanut butter.
It goes on a plate.
It's like both vegetables.
Danny's mom came with like organic white chocolate peanut butter cups.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
The organic
white
chocolate peanut butter cups were amazing.
They were really good.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet. If you like white chocolate.
Yeah,
I don't like
the dark chocolate ones.
Ew.
What's wrong with you?
I don't like dark chocolate.
You're
wrong with me.
No, the only time they have dark chocolate
it's good with peanut butter because no. It's sort of.
It's good with everything.
No. Dark chocolate. And the only thing I. Wait a minute. Is my like bitter, mom and Joy got dark too? Chocolate?
I didn't know so.
Bittersweet. Mounds has milk. Joy has dark.
That's what dark chocolate is.
I know.
That's the only kind of dark chocolate.
Mounds have nuts.
Almond Joy got
nuts.
Almond Joy, because the name of the nut.
Mounds don't. Okay.
That's why it's Joy.
Sorry, yeah.
Very sorry.
I got bad.
Okay. It's all good.
We'll straighten you up.
Yeah. I got that commercial backwards.
I don't like coconut. I'm not a fan of coconut.
That's about the only time I
love coconut.
It's not the taste, it's the consistency, because I can eat it in a Samoa. It's not the taste. I like the taste.
Like but Samoa, Samoa is like better coconut than, I mean, it's like more traditional coconut.
It's like a piece of candy.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, it tastes, the consistency is more like coconut than a mound is, you know, or Almond Joy, I think.
I think it's maybe the white of it.
Mm-hmm. The white of it?
The white of the coconut. Almost. It's almost unnaturally white. It's like I'm eating a cloud, but it doesn't taste like a cloud.
The only time good coconut is an Almond Joy on Mounds or a pina colada. That's about the only way I like.
I like the taste of it of in a pina colada, but you're not eating like fruit
right,
kind of a.
Exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm with you.
Hey,
it is a fruit, right? Coconut? No, it's a nut. It's in the name. I just did what Larry did 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It's a nut, just a big ass nut. Right?
Peanut's not a nut.
A peanut is not a nut, even though it's a peanut.
No.
Nope.
It's a legume.
Yeah. Yep. Like a bean.
Right.
Yeah.
Grows in the ground. Not on a tree.
Mmm. I love me some beans. Salted beans. You ever heard that on The Office? He's like, he always had the dream of doing a grape peanut hybrid. One plant, one sandwich.
Oh, God.
I'm being learned.
Great peanut. What
What is a bean?
Yeah.
What?
You have a chocolate. You have all Hershey chocolate, right? No, Nestle too.
There's Nestle. Yeah.
Hershey, Pennsylvania, dude, is one of the coolest places on earth.
I'd love to go. Haven't been there yet.
It's so neat.
Haven't been there yet.
It's so fun. They have like an amusement park and candy everywhere.
Do they still do the tours of the factory? What do you know?
It's not like a real tour factory tour. They have like a fake factory set up.
Okay.
And they. All right. For a while, they did do tours of the actual factory.
Mm-hmm.
And it smelled like chocolate in there.
Oh, bad.
So then they switched it over because most of it went to like automation. There's really nothing to see. You can't see any of it because it's all machinery.
It's all enclosed, basically.
So no one can see it.
Well, thank you.
So they moved it over to like this fake. Sort of Disney-fied, you know, factory. It wasn't an actual factory, but no one was going on the ride. They couldn't figure out why.
Oh, wow.
Because they wanted no smell of candy up in there. So they pumped chocolate smell through there, and then people started going to him.
No, Gummer doesn't give
up. Oh, okay. Well, then that's everybody.
Bastard. I want some of that crunch anyway. Are you going to open the crunch later?
Maybe.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Thank you.
I'm not going to thank you.
It's not going to taste too good with cough drop, but I'm going
to. No, I'll thank you, Larry.
No,
I love chocolate, man.
Yeah.
You know why chocolate is so good? Chocolate melts at a half a degree higher than human body temperature. So as soon as you start eating it, it begins melting.
Is it a 98 point or 99
whatever, half
point
a degree higher.
One. Huh.
Or so.
I didn't know that.
But people don't have the same body temperature.
That's why I said, or so, Larry. Like, my body temperature is typically 98.7 in the summertime, which is weird, and then lower in the wintertime.
Wow.
I think it's because I have bad veins.
They constrict?
I don't know.
Probably.
You drink plenty of water, so it shouldn't be.
I do. And no alcohol. I never drink alcohol.
Really?
You stop drinking?
I used to drink alcohol all the time, man. Yeah. No, I had a beer on... Well, no, I didn't even have anything this New Year's. I had, like, a bottle of wine, and my wife was like, hey, let's have some wine. I'm like, okay, and she poured a glass and then drank my glass. I didn't have even a sip of it. I was just hanging out doing website shit.
There you go.
Good wife. No wine abuse allowed.
Yeah. Oh no, I developed some sort of allergy to beer.
That's so
weird. You can't. It's a.
It's like a yeast allergy. You might have. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's
or
I use
hops or who knows.
I never was a fan of beer, but now I can't drink beer or wine without just getting sick.
Oh wow. Even wine.
Wine will give me a headache.
Well, it gives everybody a headache. It's alcohol.
Before an 8-ounce glass, I'll get a headache.
Oh, wow. I can't take 2 drinks.
And by the finish, if I drink, like 2 cans.
Yeah.
A beer, I'll puke.
You know what I like? Zima. It's hard to find, but it's man. Yeah.
You can still find Zima?
That's what they say. Where have you been looking at Zima?
You know, like the 90s? That's where he's been looking.
Yeah, no doubt.
I make it in my bathtub. Homemade Zima.
So what? You crack open the Sprite, let it sit for a day, add a shot of Everclear, and you're good?
That's about it.
But you know how they're bringing back all the shit? Like they brought back Fusion?
Yeah.
And they brought back some weird Mountain Dew, and they brought back Crystal Pepsi or whatever.
Well, that was a limited. You bought it online only.
They should do that with Zima.
Nah.
Dude, my boys used to pound some Zima back when we were under 18.
Oh, God.
Charlie Rancher. Old school, man.
Nah, I like.
We were trying to get girls intoxicated and have our ways with them.
All right, and before the story goes much further, let me say.
I was very young. I was a very young.
Let me say, this is Geeks of the Square Table podcast, number 117.
It usually didn't work. We would get so drunk, we'd pass out, and nothing would happen. I think that was the girls playing all the time.
We'll just drink. They'll drink and they'll be packed down.
See,
they're geeks. They'll pass out.
Y'all did it wrong.
Yeah, no doubt.
We'd get Everclear and those cheap colas.
Oh my!
And
mix it.
Everclear in the plastic jug with the screw off cap, right?
No, it was a glass bottle.
Oh, okay. You went a little hot, more classy.
Went actual Everclear.
You didn't go with the
brand.
You didn't go with the jug?
Yeah, we would go with the jug that would be like Everclore or whatever, you know?
In Texas, it was Everclear. You could get a glass jug of Everclear, whatever.
Yeah.
So that was the moonshine. Most economical. Actually, it's stronger than moonshine.
Yeah, it is Everclear.
I think it depends on what kind of moonshine.
I've never had any moonshine strong as real Everclear.
Maybe and here's the reason. Was a little different.
The reason most moonshine is around 160 to 180 proof. Everclear was the 195. Which is the
most alcohol.
Is the purest it can get.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you crack it to air, if it's 200 proof. As soon as it hits air, it pulls moisture out of the air and lowers itself to 195.
Yep. That's basically...
Wow.
Rip.
Science rocks. That's awesome.
Well, yeah.
That's awesome. So. You were introing the podcast when I interrupted you.
What's next?
I did. I was just introing it so you knew you were being recorded.
I still didn't give a damn.
Yeah.
I told you went on and said it, didn't I?
Just before the too much 18. Of that youthful discretion.
I was young and very dumb.
But full of?
That's why my kids are, full of love. I had a lot of love to give, man.
And nobody was taking it.
No, I was passed out by the time. I knew what was happening.
But he gave it away for free.
Yeah. But that's why my kids are so good, I think. Because I knew how to be an asshole, and I don't let them be assholes. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Larry has complimented my children.
Yeah. He's one of the few people I don't mind the fact that he had more kids, because how well his other kids came out.
Yep. I could just see Larry on Facebook. Oh, guess what? We're having a baby. He's like, damn it, y'all. I told y'all, please stop.
Really? Come on. Yeah. Learn to beat the first kids. Not that you should beat your kids, but maybe you should.
Okay. It never worked.
I love
with my
that drawback there.
But maybe you should. Okay, and I, of course, am your host, always, Lawrence of America. And with me today is...
Red Shirt Steve.
Bridget.
Adam. And I'm going to be the irresistible donor.
Again?
Irresistible this time.
All right. Irresistible?
Marvel needs to add the irresistible adjective to their line. This is how I'm going to do it.
Like all new, all irresistible, different.
You can't.
Oh, yeah.
You can't help but pick it up.
Yeah, irresistible.
Irresistible.
Maybe with the irresistible Star Wars line, because that's the hot book that everybody's loving.
You want to talk about Star Wars?
I hope not.
No, no, I mean, out of any of their books, that'd be the one to give the irresistible title. That's the bestseller.
That's what we should do, the irresistible Yoda. I would read the hell out of that. I would read that so hard.
That's amazing.
What do we want to talk about? Did y'all hear all that DC news, DC Comics?
I have not. We haven't kept up with it. We've had a
Bleeding Cool is the only website reporting this. Bleedingcool.net, I guess what they are. I don't know. Google Bleeding Cool. They're different. But they're talking about a big shakeup at DC Comics. They're saying that they want to get their books more in line with their movie universe. They're talking about the Batman creative team leaving and going to Detective Comics, except for Greg Capullo. He's going to go do his own thing. But Scott Snyder, who's been on Batman, he's been the only creator of the New 52 who's been on his book since the beginning. And his book has made it. Right?
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. Yeah. They're actually going to try to mesh. Now, is it just the movie universe, or are they going to try to put in the...
Oh, that's true. That is true.
They're going to try to put in the TV.
That doesn't count.
See, I'm not sure. I think they're leaning more towards the movie universe with the Batman versus Superman thing.
Right. The problem with that, though, is like...
What if it sucks?
None of the writers know what happens.
Yeah, this is a thing.
You don't think the writers know by now?
This is what Bleeding Cool is reporting. They're saying that the people who know what's going to happen in Batman versus Superman, there's like a big spoiler in there that's huge and impactful to everything that will follow. And they want the comics to reflect that big thing that's going to happen.
Right.
But they aren't telling anyone at DC Comics what that big thing is. Because they don't want anybody there to spoil the movie. Which I understand.
Right.
But then you can't demand that the people under you work under a precept that they cannot know.
Right.
If you don't have
the storyline, you can't either add to, take away, or change and mesh or anything.
And it's weird that they're not even giving them like hints of saying, okay, you can do this, but you can't do this. This guy will
they're
be
not
like
giving
this.
Them any. They got no info whatsoever.
That's what Bleeding Cool is reporting. They're also reporting that anything that was pitched to DC prior to this week is now garbage. They're not moving in that direction, and you have to re-pitch something else.
They did change that a little bit, though.
They
did come out and say that a Doom Patrol pitch that had previously been pitched is still being considered.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love Doom Patrol.
Yeah, that was a really good
I hope they go forward with a Doom Patrol.
Now, let me ask you this. How accurate has Bleeding Cool been in the past?
They're quite accurate when it comes to this sort of DC.
They have it in at DC.
They have somebody at DC who's given them some stuff, and they're calling it Rebirth. And this is actually Jim Lee and Dan Didio both came out on their Twitters and said Rebirth is coming.
Oh, boy.
And with a picture, you know, like some curtains with the word.
Sure,
so they've confirmed that something is happening.
They said shortly after issue 50.
52.
Around 52. All of their books are going to have a rebirth issue,
and then they're going to
renumber
again
and relaunch.
And they're going to cancel a whole bunch of books. Like
Midnighter is already going to get canceled. Yeah. Those sales was going to get canceled either way. Sales on Midnighter are down. It's a good book, but sales are down because of the big hubbub they made that he's a gay character. It sort of turned readers off, I think.
Why would that turn people off?
I don't know why. I think because they pushed it hard in that direction. Let's not talk about that. Black Canary is going away.
Dr. Fate. But they did say that all of these characters, though, are moving on to bigger books.
Better things.
So, like, the Black Canary is supposed to move on to a Birds of Prey book.
Which would be cool.
Yeah.
They're also saying
So my hope is Midnighter would move on to, like, an Authority book.
That would be awesome. Oh, and put Gail Simone on it, please.
Oh, yes.
So, anyway, they're also saying in those cancellations that Batman, Superman, and Superman, Wonder Woman, those are two different titles, will be canceled. But they will be back in a book called Trinity, which they already had Volume 1 of Trinity a few years ago.
Yeah,
and it was good. It was decent. You know, it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be fun. There will be a JLA book.
Oh, well, yeah.
Justice League of America. But they're also saying there's going to be a JSA book, a Justice Society, with the team from the 40s, possibly time displaced. Into the modern day.
Ah, so they're stealing from Bendis now.
They're stealing from Bendis now. That's exactly what they're doing. That's an all-new X-Men toy right there. Yeah. That's exactly where I was going with it, Adam.
Caught it quick.
That, yeah, caught it quick. But I'm not sure if that ties into other Teen Titan stuff, right, where the Teen Titans are also older, and they're not going to be the Teen Titans anymore. They're just going to be Titans.
Titans.
I thought, isn't Damian supposed to lead them too?
Damian is supposed to lead them. But I'm not sure.
But I thought he just came out that they're still talking about doing the Teen Titans live action TV
show.
They
are still talking about that. That is still being talked about too.
So that's
going to
be.
I am not sure.
They'll split. They're going to.
When we say.
It is a big, yeah, confusing mess, which is the problem.
That's exactly right.
Because since it's all a big confusing mess, yeah, none of the people working at DC know what's going on. They don't know if they have any security.
There was
a
report from Bleeding Cool that people who would typically be sending pitches to DC are sending their pitches to Image and Marvel, trying to find some work.
Wow.
Yeah.
DC's going to, I mean, they're not doing the greatest as it is.
They're not very creator-centric anyway. Right. You know, Marvel is a lot better at keeping creators.
Yeah,
they need to open up their universe and be like, if you have a good idea, then we'll do your good idea.
Exactly. Right. Yep. Let's not be so beholden to executives who don't know what people really want to read.
Warner Brothers.
The best news, though, the best
does not know their fans.
Yeah. No. The best rumor, though, coming out of this whole thing is the new Batman creative team will be a writer called Tom King. Mm-hmm. He's currently on The Vision and Omega Man
and Grayson.
But those two books, Omega Man and Vision, were definitely under the radar hits from last year.
Yep.
That have really blown this guy Tom King just out of the water. He's amazing. And she earned Batman very, very quick. Very, very
quick. That is quick.
And Mark Silvestri.
It's going to be a bi-weekly book, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a bi-weekly book. So twice a month, bi-monthly.
Oh, bi-monthly.
Yeah.
Bi-weekly.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, you got to come in on Fridays now, too.
Wednesdays and Fridays. And you're going to be dropping some change.
Yeah, right? $5 an issue. But Mark Silvestri on art on that, man, that is just a dream team. That's new and old, the way I like it, man. I love old artists, and I love new writers, man.
Did they announce an artist for Superman yet? Or?
I don't think so. But who were they going to put on writer on there?
Tomasi.
Peter J. Tomasi.
I thought it was.
He's got a big ranking job at DC. You know, he's like an editor.
Superman
or
Wonder Woman sucks.
Yeah. I agree.
So
that was a book Charles Soule was on for a minute. That was good.
It was good until it crossed over.
Yes.
That's the problem with all the Superman books, is they're good until they have forced to cross over.
I have a problem with all of DC books doing that. All the DC books cross over. All the Green Lanterns cross over with each other at least once a year. Batman's been doing it twice a year. Man.
Well, their flagship is always going to cross over.
Yeah.
You got nothing on the flagships always cross.
Yeah. So. But there are some titles that.
Well, do you think it would be a good thing for them to mesh the movies with the comics, or the movies to affect the comics, or not?
Sure. I think.
I mean, it's good synergy. Marvel does it.
Yeah, Marvel does it to an extent. There's an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. book.
Yeah, there's
Iron Man might as well be, you know.
Every time a villain is in a movie that month, it just so happens that that is the villain of that comic book.
Except Kang. Love Kang.
Well, and there's the cinematic guidebooks.
I think the store is pretty good friends with Jacob, right? Jacob Rougemont, who does those guidebooks with the Akatamu team or whatever it's called. Yeah, he's kind of come in here before and showed off some of his stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but do you like the idea of the movie affecting the comics as much?
If it's done well.
Yeah,
that is the thing. It's all execution.
I'm a fan of good comics.
And DC is terrible at execution.
And that's what
and
I'm,
Marvel
that's what I'm
is
getting
great
at. That's
execution.
What I'm getting at.
You're right.
For the DC, like you said, is execution going to work out right? Because
if the past tells us anything, no.
No.
And but I'm a fan of good comics.
Oh,
if they're doing good comics, I will buy it. Omega Man. I don't know anything about Omega Man. It's great.
Right.
It's awesome. I didn't know anything about it going into it. Sure. You know, I don't know who the Omega Men are. I had to Google it.
You've got to check out new comics when you can.
Exactly. Especially if you hear they're good.
Right.
And we'll just have to wait and see.
You know.
I'm going to buy some. I mean, if they'll relaunch Batman, I'll continue to buy Batman. Why? Because I bought Batman for a decade, and I'll continue to buy Batman.
What's Tom King? Tom King's earned a
If it is Tom King on there.
I'm just hoping that they execute it right.
Yeah.
Because they haven't done it well, like you said, in the past. And they haven't done it well in the past.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if history tells us anything, I'm gonna eat your candy too, Larry. I'm just kidding. I won't eat your candy.
Share with the class.
But
Oh, you're kind.
Yeah, as long as they keep doing things bad, they're never gonna do things good.
No.
And I know that sounds, you know, pretty simple and stupid.
But
that's really the reality of it. They just keep doing stupid stuff.
Right, right. And that's what we're afraid of.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I'm hoping for them.
I mean, I'll buy JSA just because I like that throwback team.
Yep.
I'll buy Justice League, probably, depending on who the creative team is.
I mean, I will give them a chance. I will buy.
I gave the New 52 a solid chance.
Yeah, but...
Dude, I not only gave the New 52 a solid chance, I'm still buying Batman. I bought a bunch of Flash until the creative team moved to Detective Comics. Then I bought Detective Comics.
That
I bought
art, that art on the first.
Dude, Buccioletto and Manipul. Oh, dude.
Beautiful.
And I bought Aquaman up until Geoff Johns left it, and Aquaman became a wimp again.
Actually,
a wuss.
Jeff Parker Aquaman was still good.
The two issues, or the issues just after that, there was somebody in between Jeff Parker and him. It was bad. It was really bad, Aquaman. But yeah, I read JLA. I read all their events. The Trinity event, you know, the Earth 3 event that they had. I read all that garbage. You know? They owe me.
They owe you?
I want better books from DC, you know?
That's the one
thing. I bought Green Lantern for a while.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But y'all actually bragged on quite a few of those for a short time.
I was still brag
right.
on them, yeah, because they
right.
were good, but then...
But then they started going downhill
but then they get
again.
Bad. Yeah. See, Marvel has this thing that they do. If they have a really popular book, and the creative team is just done, let's say issue 24.
Yeah.
They end the book.
Yep.
That's the end.
Yep.
We're not having that book anymore.
Nope.
And then they'll relaunch it if they want to do it, and then somebody else will be on it, and then you know what to expect.
Right.
It's a different status quo.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem. Creators nowadays have a hard time picking up where other creators left off.
Well, like...
You know what I mean?
Well,
back
yeah.
in the day, it was a lot easier, man.
Well, the stories weren't as...
Elaborate.
True.
And as
True.
Social and every, you know...
Yeah. Yeah, they were more subtle
right.
socially. Now, it's a lot more in your face.
Exactly.
Yeah, continuity also didn't matter as much.
Right.
But they didn't have as much of it to matter.
Yeah. You know, I like what, like you said, about what Marvel does. They have a creative team. They write a great book.
Yeah.
24 issues later, kink.
And it's done.
And then if they want to bring, like, they're bringing back Thunderbolts again.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Oh, I'm great with that.
Yeah. Jim's
but,
up
I mean,
on that, isn't it?
It's, yeah, I think he was.
I think,
he's coming back. But, I mean, you know, it's not a bad practice to say, okay, here's our story we want to write. End it.
Oh, exactly. It's a great practice. It's,
yeah.
And it gets that, and it gives the creative team that 12 arc or 24 arc or 36
yeah.
if they even want to go out that far.
Or whatever.
Finish,
yeah.
They get a break off of that title,
mm-hmm.
go somewhere else, do it again. And Marvel, like you said, they execute so much more. Together, it's
yeah.
unreal.
It really does feel like they're together
yeah.
more
but,
with everything.
But a lot of it, though, has come from, of course, their growing pains.
Yeah.
Because some of the stuff in the 80s, I know a lot of people go back and read the old comics and
yeah.
all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they look at it through a different view. Well, I was reading them then.
Well, no, they're,
so
yeah.
it, you kind of hit the ebbs and flows of it. And I know a lot of people, they
mm-hmm.
trash the 90s with Jim and everything going on with him.
Yeah.
And
comics are kind of cyclical. You know, every
right.
10 years or so, you start rehashing the
yep.
same stories
yep.
again.
And a new creator comes in, or a new
yeah.
artist comes in, and everything's blown out of...
Exactly. A new style
and
kicks
Marvel,
in.
But,
yeah.
But Marvel has to be able to keep... When their highs are high, they've been great. Their lows
yeah.
have never been really that low. DC,
well,
on the other
yeah,
hand...
Since the 90s.
They were bankrupt. What?
Well, since the 90s.
Well...
Yeah. Just before
a lot
the 2000s.
A lot of them
bankrupt.
Were going bankrupt, when you think about it.
Well, yeah, no, they
because,
were. They were.
Oh, I know. That's
but
what I'm
more
saying.
Companies went out of business in the 90s than there are
exactly.
comic book publishers today.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Marvel, they sold off so many rights and everything else. They didn't know how to really promote them
yeah.
back in the day and everything like that. And
yeah.
Then, and, of course, people weren't into the comics.
Yeah.
A lot of that, I mean, comics has more exploded in the last
10 years.
Ten years
than
they have in 30.
Yeah.
Prior
oh, definitely,
to.
Definitely.
I mean, even with all the comic or the cartoons in the 90s for comics,
there wasn't a lot of
book.
Well, it hit the peak in the 90s, and then right. when it dropped off, you're right.
Right, but the actual movie
into the
started...
2000s is when Spider-Man started, right. and then everything started just then, video games. Yeah, everything right. started so, catching up with what the books were telling. The stories the books were telling
right.
could be copied, replicated right. on video
so
games,
much easier,
movies.
And,
yeah,
and so Marvel's just done it ultimately. And getting bought out by Disney didn't hurt at all.
Yeah, it didn't hurt them at all, man. So, I just don't know. I think DC has a similar setup, man. You know, they have movies. They have the same thing. But why are they not able to give us the same sort of product?
It's the people in charge.
I agree.
Exactly.
It's the people in charge,
man.
People
in charge. Some people want to hold on to that power, and they're afraid to let it go.
I feel terrible. Superman should be good all the time.
Some people just aren't able to move on.
Hang on. Making Superman evil, or not maybe evil, but kind of a bad guy sometimes,
no,
kind of shakes it up a little bit.
Well, they're kind of doing that now.
Right.
Have you read today's issue?
Oh.
So,
it's pretty whacked out. I don't know, but I read the spoiler. It's pretty messed up.
He can be affected by different. Yeah. Well, you don't want him like killing people or nothing like
no,
that.
No, I mean like
so
the quality of the book is bad.
Yeah,
oh,
it's not
is.
A good book.
No,
it's
I'm not surprised.
But know. That's what I mean. I want a good book. I want a good Superman book. I want a good. It's okay. Well, if they're just gonna keep doing, you know, he said American Alien is good, and it is. It's okay.
I mean,
but if they're just
it's
gonna
better compared to everything that else that's offered in a Superman title right now.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which being. The best of mediocrity is not good.
It's still.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You gotta.
But I want.
Climb that hill.
These are iconic characters that, for some reason, they're able to take and put them on the TV and put them on the movie and make them awesome.
Right.
Why can they not do that in the comics? When, in my opinion, as awesome as the Marvel movies and TV shows are, they don't have to hold a candle to the comics to me.
Oh, agreed.
I don't get it. But DC's animated shows, especially their animated movies,
are
amazing.
Great.
Have you seen Bad Blood yet?
No,
I have not.
Holy
I'm waiting to
crap,
see it.
It's so good.
Is
it's
it?
So fun, dude. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That's everything
you want.
That's what I was going to watch after this.
Maybe they need to take some of the...
The create, I don't know what,
it's got to be something.
I don't. Because
really,
I
you would think it. Putting it to paper is a lot easier than putting it on TV.
Especially because that's where it
movie.
Came from.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't get it, guys.
So,
if we can go off comics. What else do we want to talk about? There's all kinds
well,
of
Deadpool's
going
coming out.
Huh?
Deadpool's coming out.
Yeah, yeah, Deadpool is coming out.
That's something Bridget can talk about.
Yeah.
See, I feel bad going to see Deadpool because
why?
I haven't seen Star Wars yet.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm right there with you because Star Wars, this one, it's a remake. Every trailer that I see on it makes me not want to go anymore.
I think nostalgia sells. And I think that's a lot of the things that they're going for is
Disney
nostalgia there.
Disney gave most of the Star Wars fans what they wanted.
Yeah.
No.
But by the box office, they did.
Yeah.
The majority.
Everybody went to see that.
People would have seen it no matter what.
Oh, no, agreed. But people have seen this multiple times for it to get up to the money that it is.
Well, sure. But
it's amazing.
It's still too much of
nostalgia.
It's like a remake. That's what they wanted. Way too much.
Yeah.
They gave the feel of what a Star Wars movie should be.
Deadpool. It looks like it's going to be the best superhero movie ever.
You know what?
I really hope so.
Plus, they're
going to
follow the content best.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, dude.
Well, yeah.
I hope they follow Deadpool the way that Deadpool was written. You know,
everything I've seen so far
looks
like
it will.
I
know.
Exactly.
I love the trailer.
Yeah.
I love the trailer.
Yes.
I think
especially the Red Band trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And the whole viral marketing they have around it, you know, with him doing these little weird signs places.
Yep.
And, it's just been... Just totally yep. Deadpool. So I have a lot of confidence. Yeah.
I got
clickbaited by Deadpool yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What was it?
was just, I was flipping through, it was comicbook.com, actually. I was just going through it, and they were like, oh, the Deadpool viral team did something really bad. You should click on here because we can't show it. And then it was just clickbait. It was just clickbait was all it was.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
But they're taking it a different way than a lot of movies will ever think.
Well, and they're allowed to, because they're allowed to make fun of themselves.
Yep.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, they're allowed
to. Deadpool makes fun of Deadpool.
Yeah, and they're allowed to make fun of you, too, you know? So, yeah, it's really good marketing. Yeah, they've really done a great job. So, yeah, I'm hoping for a really good adaptation of the comic. I just don't want to see a Deadpool movie. I want to see a Deadpool comic on
TV. The
movie.
TV.
Yeah, on the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A movable comic.
Exactly, yeah.
I have not been this stoked of seeing a movie like this in years.
That's
this
awesome. One, like, well, Valentine's Day, too.
Let me put it
this way. Yeah, she's not going to be here.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got to be at work on Monday. So.
Oh, that's
but she actually asked me, if you can believe this, can I go see it without you?
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's nice.
Please go see it without me.
My thing is I hate movies on the first run. I am seriously thinking
like
about
with a crowd and stuff.
I can't stand
I don't like it either. That's why I haven't seen Star Wars. I just don't like going to the movies.
But Deadpool, I am seriously.
I have a 60-inch TV and a surround sound, dude. It's more comfortable
at
my house.
There's some movies you have to see on the big screen.
Jurassic Park, no, but Gravity, after I watched it at home, I said, damn, I wish I'd have watched that on IMAX. Because it was so cool.
Maybe not IMAX, because there's just too much for me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But a big screen, I'm probably going to be like you. Yeah. I wish I would have seen it on the big screen.
But yeah, Deadpool looks freaking awesome, man.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I'm so stoked on that.
And that's this week, next week, right?
Yeah, next week. On the 12th, I believe, is when it comes out.
Yeah.
So.
What else? Y'all watching Legend of Tomorrow?
No,
like
I have not
Flash
seen it.
Show. It's pretty cool.
That's what I've heard.
It's kind of like if it has like a Silver Age comic sort of feel to it, where it's not so much tongue-in-cheek humor, but it is a little bit of like that camp sort of feel to it. But it's awesome. It's so fun. Now, yeah,
I've seen it first on the.
Yeah, second. I think it's only second episode. It's like a two-part pilot.
Yeah.
It's only going to be like 8 episodes or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
But this is like all the characters from Arrow and Flash who are like the B-listers from those two shows.
We got it DVR'd.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, it's really, really fun.
Because you know I want to sit and I want to do a marathon.
Yeah.
Plus with the house issues for us. Well, for me, I'm going to be without TV and internet. And
anything,
I go to the library for the internet and stuff. Yeah. So. But she'll be up home. She can watch it now. When I get home and I'm sitting on the couch, because being retired is nice sometimes.
Nice.
I can binge watch everything.
Yeah.
I'll be catching up on Flash, Arrow, Gotham,
Walking
Dead.
I'm way behind on Gotham. I quit The Walking Dead. I'm way behind on Gotham.
You quit Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Why?
I knew I was done with it the moment the governor like turned his back and looked into the camera. And then I still watched another season. I was like, why am I watching that shit? It's terrible.
I watch it when it comes out on Netflix.
Yeah, if there's nothing else on.
But it's not like I have to watch this. It's like, The Walking Dead came out. I guess I'll watch it.
Oh, speaking of out on Netflix, Young Justice Season 2 finally showed up on Netflix, man.
I hate it when they canceled that show. I couldn't understand why they canceled it.
I guess the director, owner, producer, the showrunner, whatever the hell for that show,
cares. Somebody
has come out and said.
Jay Olivia. He's actually the guy who did Bad Blood.
Yes,
that's the guy who does most of the
How to Get
DC.
A Season 3.
But he said, How to Get Season 3. Watch the hell out of Season 1 and 2 and Netflix.
Yep.
Or buy the Blu-rays.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I may do both, because especially Season 2. Season 1's okay.
Yeah, but Season 2 blew it out of the water.
Oh, dude, that one planet or whatever. Oh, man.
Yep.
I used to get up early just to watch that crap on regular run. Yeah. Because it felt good to watch Saturday morning cartoons again.
I agree.
Yeah, man.
So, and then we got the new Spider-Man versus Sinister Six coming out for the new Spider-Man cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
That's what their name. I think they're naming it that. But.
So is the Sinister Six going to be, like, on his side?
I didn't read up enough on it.
I didn't read
it. I like the cartoon.
I heard the Spider-Man, a new Spider-Man cartoon wasn't being announced, but I did not hear that it was going to be called Spider-Man Sinister Six.
I don't know if it's versus, well, is it what versus? It said, it said Spider-Man versus, the Spectacular Spider-Man versus Sinister Six.
Oh, wow.
So,
that might be okay.
Oh, I'm liking all of the Spectacular Spider-Man.
I like
so
all of the Spider-Man animated since the 90s.
Yep.
All of them.
Yep.
All of them have been great. So is it going to be a Spectacular Spider-Man? It's Peter Parker.
Yeah, it's still Peter Parker. It's still the same one as...
Miles Morales.
It's still the same one from the last two or three seasons that they've had.
Okay, good.
Him going through S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that.
Okay, so this is kind of a new series, but they're spinning it out of the last one.
Same name. Yeah, like I think it was Web Warriors last year.
Yes.
So now it's going to be Versus.
Yeah.
And all that. So it's just...
And the Web Warriors was cool. They took that right out of the comic book.
Yep.
Most of that storyline.
The only one
was in that
one.
He was in that,
I don't know if I missed one or not, but I never did see where he recruited Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. But she was it?
Yeah,
there
was
no recruitment episode.
She just there.
She's just like, he goes, she's a snippet.
Okay.
And then, like, she's at the Triskelion.
Okay, so I didn't miss one, thank God. I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
Where'd my, how'd my DVR mess up?
Yeah, because I didn't see that either.
Okay.
But, yeah, I usually watch that with my kids.
Yeah. I don't have a kid, thank God.
There you go.
He cut out the middleman.
That's right.
There you go.
He just goes through to it. No arguing.
And she agreed.
I'm all for that.
Cool. What else? What else is going on? We talked DC. Do we want to talk Marvel? Now that we talked TV and movies?
Well, y'all are up to date on the comics, so I'm dead on that. Still 2 years plus behind.
Are you reading Batman Europa, Adam?
I am not.
I'm not reading that either. It's like Ghostbusters International. It sounds like a good idea, but I'm not sure if it's going to be good.
It sounded like a good idea, like, 4 years ago when they first announced it.
Yeah, right?
What about Batman Beyond? Have y'all read that?
Batman Beyond's actually really good.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
And that's still, that's not in the future. That's
it is
Terry,
in the future.
Oh, but for a while, Terry McGinnis was here after that Brother Eye event.
Terry McGinnis is dead.
So this is not...
It's Tim Drake.
No,
it's
Tim Drake went future.
It's a direct sequel of Future's End. It's Tim Drake. He goes back to the future, but Brother Eye has taken over the world.
Again. Damn that Brother Eye.
Yeah.
He's really good at what he does.
Like
so it's just Tim Drake trying to, go back to the past and fix it all again.
So he's time traveling the whole time.
No, he hasn't time traveled yet, but
he's
still,
working on.
Yeah, he's still stuck.
Who's writing that? Tom King.
No, it's Dan Abnett.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
He's writing the Guardians books. Yeah. He's in on the Guardians books. Longtime Guardians
guy. Is McGinnis referenced in it?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's still considered.
Because his family is still there.
The first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're like, where's Terry? And like,
they can't tell him.
No, they told him.
What about Bruce?
Old Bruce?
Bruce
is dead.
Good. Old Bruce?
Because old Bruce was turned into the
exactly.
Bruce Joker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. So it's like an Elseworlds from right from the end of Future's End where they
kinda.
Didn't fix anything.
Kind of, yeah.
That's awesome. Why am I not reading
and then,
that?
Bernard Chang does the art.
He's
and,
good.
And it is a very stylized kind of art. He uses a lot of reds.
Oh, okay.
It's actually really good art.
Man. That sounds awesome.
See what you're
going to
be picking up after.
Yeah, no shit. I get enough damn comics. I'm not getting it. That sounds bad. That sounds
terrible. I convinced you to get Omega Man. That's all
I know. It's good, too. Omega Man's good, too.
I have to keep biting my tongue not to get more because of all the ones y'all recommend.
Oh,
it's like, I just can't afford to.
Yeah. Captain Marvel number 2 came out today.
Is she still doing well?
Oh, dude.
Good. Don't spoil it for me.
You don't want me to spoil number 1 for you?
Please,
it's
no.
It's so cool.
I 2 years.
Let me tell you just the basic,
just don't spoil anything.
Captain Marvel has now gone into space, and she is the head of Alpha Flight Space Station.
Mm-hmm.
And she handles threats to Earth from outer space, as well as diplomacy
sort
stuff.
Sort of like Sword was supposed to.
Exactly kind of like with Sword,
okay.
But this is a lot more refined.
Sure.
And Alpha Flight is sort of like a space squadron of, spaceships.
Right.
Pew, pew. You know, they got X-Wings or whatever they got.
Alpha Wings.
It's like the Marvel Universe meets Deep Space Nine.
Oh, wow.
It's so cool, dude.
Oh,
it's got the zany element.
Okay.
Like, Rocket stops by just to hang out for a second. He's just passing through.
Right.
Oh, it's so neat,
crap. Which Alpha Flight characters are in it?
Puck, of course.
Oh, good.
what's his name? The
Guardian?
No, I haven't
Sasquatch.
Seen Guardian. Sasquatch, definitely. Okay.
Is Mariana?
I don't think
Shaman?
So. I don't know.
Box
Those
robot?
Are the only two I've seen.
Okay, the only two so far.
Puck and, yeah, I think.
Okay.
I only read the issue one.
Okay.
But I'm hoping more about
it. Yeah, because that was one of my favorite
I know.
Comics
yeah.
in the 80s and the 90s.
It was the best comic of the 80s and the 90s. Yeah. Yeah.
Because yeah. You got Aurora, who's schizophrenic, yeah. multiple personalities.
Yes.
Of course, North Star, which we've spoke about.
Uh-huh.
One of
and
my favorites.
And that's
favorites.
Where he came up into
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sasquatch. Mm-hmm. Everybody kept thinking he was a Hulk derivative, but yep. nope.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
You had Guardian, of course.
Yeah.
Vindicator.
Who's still around.
Good.
Guardian, I think, is still around.
Now, is Vindicator still around, too?
I don't know.
Don't know?
Okay. But I think Guardian is still around.
Okay. And then Shaman. Always liked Shaman. Mm-hmm. And or even his daughter.
Yes.
And then, even Puck's daughter. During
I'm not sure she's
time.
In there yet.
Yeah, she's probably not. She was there mm-hmm. for a short time as a
yeah.
Alpha Flight.
But that book's actually written by the creative team who does Agent Carter.
Oh, nice.
The show.
Yeah, right. That's,
yeah.
I think I heard y'all said
yeah.
that's who it was going to be.
It's
so.
Really, really good. At least the first issue, you know,
right.
was,
well, yeah.
was just...
Yeah, you got to wait to see it string out.
So we'll see if issue two, you know, sort of
right.
builds on the foundation a little bit, but the foundation is really strong. Really strong.
Well, I know they're Marvel's pushing her anyway. They
well,
want
they
her
should,
because the
they got the movie, yeah.
They want the movie.
Oh, they got a Black Panther book coming out next month?
Yeah,
March
I think it's next month.
Book. Yeah, they do.
It's soon. I know it's soon.
By the, what's his name? Ta Nakase something?
It's in,
I don't,
well, it's
yeah.
in previews.
Yeah, well, I don't remember the guy's name, but he's won, like, the Genius Grant yeah. award. He's just amazing.
And then Hellcat, is she out now?
Hellcat's already out.
Hellcat's yeah. already AKA Hellcat,
right.
I think is the name
yeah.
of that
book. And we know yeah. why she's out.
Well, because Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Right. Yep. And she's going to come into her own in the TV show, I'm sure, in time.
We'll see. Well, she's supposed to have a cameo in the Luke Cage, I believe. The next season of Daredevil is out in
yep.
a month or two, six
yeah.
weeks, I think.
Something like that. Yep.
They had a
yep.
new teaser picture for that out today.
Did they?
Just a pair of the broken red round glasses
oh,
laid. Oh, dude,
nice.
It was so cool.
Nice.
It was so good.
Nice.
Yeah, they're really doing great on those Netflix
oh, yeah.
shows,
yep.
man.
Oh, yep.
man.
Oh, I love them. I love
they're
them.
They're so good.
I did your poll. On Outright Geekery.
No, the one right now?
I haven't seen
or
it yet.
I haven't changed it in like a month.
Oh, okay.
It's a poll of the week. It's been like that for like a month and a half. I just forget all about
You're
it.
Such a slacker.
I am, dude.
Then you had the best evil villain and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I tell you, I did those polls.
Yeah, those are fun.
Oh, they are a blast. They are a blast.
I love getting on there. What else is coming out, man? Uncanny X-Men has been good. Issue number 3 comes out today.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't do the X-Men.
Oh, man, Adam, it's been good.
It's been okay.
I don't
Considering
care.
The creative team on that and how much shit y'all gave them for being terrible, they're doing a great job.
No, they're doing an
book.
Okay
no,
job.
They're doing a great job.
I'm tired. I don't
just
do
because they're normally shitty and they're not doing yeah. shitty now doesn't mean they're great. It just means they're not shitty.
Expectations were low. Actually, I can't believe you didn't mention Spider-Man number 1 today.
Right, with Miles.
That's Miles Morales in the 616 universe. He's been here for
right.
a while in all
yeah,
new, all different X-Men.
He got brought over.
But this is his book. This is his thing. And I've heard they're dealing with a lot of socially relevant, you know, issues.
Nice.
They're going to deal with his race and things like that. And
right.
They're going to address racism and all kinds of things in that book. And I'm excited for it. Who's writing on that book? Bendis.
Bendis
ain't going to let go of his...
Bendis
oh,
won't
no.
stop writing.
His
that
prince,
he's dead.
His prodigal son.
Yeah, yep. Bendis will write Miles Morales, or at least the ultimate version of Spider-Man,
yeah.
until he is dead.
You really think that? You don't think he'll ever pass that character off?
No, he will
Someday
never pass
somebody
that
else
character.
Will. Well, somebody else is so, writing him
yeah,
now.
Yeah, once he's dead.
Well, no. Mark Waid's writing him right now. In
well,
all
yeah,
new
that's
authors.
A team book. That's
the,
okay.
Right.
No, it is. I'm kidding. It is. It's very different writing him in a team book. Yeah. But we'll see how... Did you get that book?
I did get that book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got it.
So how many Bendis books are you getting now? Three.
Just, yeah, three.
It's way
and,
too many. That's three too many.
So
far, which books are he in? Because I haven't counted up yet. I know he's doing Spider-Man.
Oh, Bendis is doing Spider-Man and Iron Man.
Iron Man and Guardians of the Galaxy.
And Guardians of the Galaxy. And you're going to get International Iron Man. Then it'll be four, Adam.
No, probably three, because I'll probably going to end up dropping Guardians of the Galaxy. Cause
I heard it's getting good. I heard it was getting better.
It got a little bit better.
I can't believe you picked it up after Symbiote Planet.
That was so bad. Symbiote Planet was really weird.
That Battle Book, though, is not bad.
The Space Knight.
Space Knight.
And they're doing
actually
a really...
surprisingly not bad.
And
book.
That's not out this week. That was out last
week. No,
it
was out last week.
They're doing a really cool thing with the Wounded Warrior project. Did you read about that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Flash is Venom. And Flash was in the military, in the army, and he got his legs
blown
off,
right?
Had to amputate. And he entered a special project where they sort of tamed Venom.
Yeah.
And he got the Venom symbiote, which allowed him to have legs and have all the Venom powers.
Yeah, I know all that.
And in the early on, he was only supposed to be able to do it like 10 times or something like that, but he kept doing it. He overpowered the symbiote or something.
No, they like dropped it.
Oh, they totally dropped that?
Yeah, like after Reminder left, they just never
mentioned
it again.
Reminder is so good with that character.
He was in Thunderbolts. And everything.
Yeah.
So
now with the Space Knight, it's a really good character and a really good thing that they're doing with the Wounded Warrior project. It's a really cool idea.
You haven't heard much of the news lately on the Wounded Warrior project?
The actual charity?
Oh, I did hear something negative associated with that.
Supposedly, they're only giving 60 cents on the dollar to the actual
Wounded Warriors.
Wounded Warriors,
well,
and they're throwing
that's how
elaborate...
Most...
No, actually, it's not how most do it.
A lot of charities, and most of the big-name ones, United Way, they're bad about that.
But that's why you got to do Charity Navigator
to
check it out.
Too, yeah.
But what it was is they're not just... not giving it to them. They're throwing elaborate parties and everything for the staff.
Just for themselves.
And going to elaborate places.
Well, man, it ain't easy, you know, helping people who have had hard times.
No, this isn't.
It's a non-profit. You guys spend all that money somehow. Got to have a zero at the end of the
year. Give them, hopefully, it will work itself out.
Yeah.
And everything, so Marvel and Venom can do all that.
And you know how it's...
Right. And
I understand how people can just hear a name and associate it with something.
Right.
But I think in this case that they understand that neither one really has to do with the other.
I hope not. That's what
you
I'm
know what
getting.
I mean? Like, Marvel won't get a black eye because they're teaming
up. Right. Well, that's what I'm hoping
for. Or they're just teaming up with the good part.
Well,
like, we ain't got nothing to do with the bad part. We didn't know.
Right. Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that...
Well, they're under investigation. They're trying to figure out why the big wigs approved off on it. And they're trying to get ahead of the game now.
Because it was such... It was started out to be a great charity.
Sure.
And everything. So...
We're hoping.
Is Doctor Strange still...
Doctor Strange is still not only good... It's been entertaining while building to something huge.
My only problem with Doctor Strange is that it feels a lot like his Jason Aaron's first arc on Thor: God of Thunder.
What do you mean? In what way?
Because there is a big bad force killing all of
magic.
Something. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the God Butcher was killing all the gods.
Yeah.
Well, now there's people killing all of magic.
So are you saying this is the same book, just with different?
See, I didn't...
A little bit. The characters are different.
Sure.
Doctor Strange and Thor are two fundamentally different characters.
Oh,
personality.
On that note of you saying that, I just got done with that.
With the whole Thor thing.
Thor.
Crazy.
I didn't like it as much as I... I mean, it started out great.
Yeah.
It kind of ended on a
low
note
to
me. Well, it was...
And then his daughter's hanging out.
Well, his granddaughter.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
She wanted... It's like you got young Thor, medium Thor, then
old
King
Thor. Yeah, I liked that aspect of it, moving around.
But it still ended on a low note for me too much. It was like...
They were riding space shuttles.
It kind of ended on a low note for me.
That's awesome.
I mean, they kind of ended, like I said, on a low note was you became who you hated.
Yeah.
That was easy to... I mean, about midway through, you seen it coming to me.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of like the God Bomb and all this. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that. It was still very well done.
Right. I love the art.
Yeah.
And the artwork and everything was really good.
Yes.
I got nothing against that, but like I said, it peaked and it's kind of a little bit on a low note for me.
Yeah. So that's cool. But yeah, Doc Strange is good. And I like that it's building up to this big thing.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still
a
really good book. I just feel like it's territory I've been.
You just read it not too long ago.
On Jason Aaron, are you guys reading Southern Bastards?
No. I read it in trade. Oh my, the last issue was the big homecoming game? Awesome.
I'm sure it was.
And it's so weird that I'm saying that. Yes.
I'm sure it was amazing.
This was it was a high school football game, and it was amazing. It was so good.
A Hail Mary pass.
No, it wasn't. It had nothing to do with the game. Like, I don't even want to spoil it, because you're in it, right?
Yeah,
so I won't even ruin the last couple of issues. Oh, dude, it was cool.
Definitely worth picking up, you're saying.
Well, yeah, Jason Aaron, I think he's probably the best overall writer in the business right now.
Yeah.
He's got a book called The G-Deed.
Yeah,
I've heard of it. Oh, it's good, too. It's like old Bible stories, like barbaric Bible stories. It's so fun. What else is he doing?
Star Wars?
Oh, yeah, and he's doing Star Wars.
Of course he's doing Star Wars.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. Yeah, he might be the best writer in the business.
You might not have seen the movie, but...
Yeah, that's right. And I say that to everybody. He's like, I can't believe you haven't seen it. I'm like, man, I've read 30 Star Wars books this year. Yeah, 30 books this year.
Read the books, haven't seen the movie.
Yeah. I read all the spoilers, though. I know everything that happens.
Really? Yeah. See, I stayed away from it.
I read the spoilers before pretty much anybody got to see the movie on the whole, you know, that Thursday when the reviewers finally got to. Dude, yeah, I love that.
I wanted to go in with an open mind completely.
I like to be prepared.
No, that's not. No.
I like it.
I came home from work and he said, I went and I saw it. Be glad you didn't go.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
And I'm an Originals fan.
Sure.
When they redid the prequels.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And add, like explosions and Java.
And it's like, I'm still nostalgic. I like the Originals. You could remake those movies. Which, from what he described, they did.
It was a lot of this built off nostalgia. Right. And,
But my thing is simply this. I like them the way they were.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they didn't have today's technology then.
Yes.
Because
miniatures and stuff like that.
Right.
You can't recreate that stuff.
Nope.
And it holds up.
Yeah,
like CGI does not hold up.
No,
because it'll get surpassed within months or at least a year.
I fell into that movie. I went and I looked at the prequels and I'm like, okay, I can see something's quite off.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite mesh right. And I couldn't fall into the movie as well as I did the original film.
Yeah.
And that's what I was like, okay, I'm glad I didn't go see it. I don't want to because you're going to run it for me.
Plus another
I haven't seen it yet either.
Plus another bad thing about the new movies with all CGI and all that,
You
don't get to buy any props.
Oh, there's
not going to be props anymore. Think about that.
You know. That sucks. He's right. I didn't even thought of that.
Hey.
I wasn't going to buy an original.
How many times have you heard about them selling the Star Trek movie
ships
props
and
the ships and the models? The same thing they did with the Star Wars and stuff like that. That's not going to happen.
They still had a ton of practical effects in that movie.
Yeah, they did.
But not
the
models. They could go out and sell an original BB-8.
I want one.
Are you going to get a Millennium Falcon though?
Right.
They built a Millennium Falcon.
Well, they always, you know, but they don't build the miniatures and stuff. They CGI.
No, you're not going to get a miniature.
That's what I'm saying.
The one that I can put in my house, not the one that I have to put out.
Yeah, you got
to
have a cornfield. 88 acres.
Well, cool. We're getting close. One more thing I want to talk about is Aftershock Comics. Have you guys heard of Aftershock Comics?
No.
Of course you haven't.
No.
I have.
Unless I'm in Nashville, I don't go to the comic shop. Sorry.
Aftershock Comics is a brand new publisher.
Okay.
They've been putting out comics since December. Since like the third week
of
December.
Long.
Not
yeah,
very long at all.
No wonder I haven't heard of them.
But
they have good creative teams.
They have great creative teams.
They managed to pull in some good talent.
They have like Connor and Palmiotti, Gray. They have a lot of good people working on their comics. But they don't have very good public relations. The reason no one has heard of this company is because they haven't told anybody. I had to send them an email to say, hey, I heard you guys were going to be a thing because I read about you in previews. Outright Geekery is on at least 10 different PR lists that if you wanted to find us, you'd be able to find us.
Sure.
Indie creators find us.
independent, you know, solo guys. We interview people all the time. We interview people all the time. People know who we are. I'm not bragging. I'm just making a point to say that if this company, this publisher, wanted people to have an idea of who they were, I would love to communicate to our readers who they were.
Sure.
They have a preview magazine coming out next week with all their stuff in it. Now, granted, this is 3 months after their first books have come out. I got a copy, an early copy of the preview book.
Nice.
It doesn't have any books that are not already out or will be out by the time you get this preview book. Meaning, it's not a preview book, it's a review book. That's the first problem. The second problem is they sent me the PDF. I threw it in my Photoshop. I turned it all into images. All 30 pages, turned them into images. Set them up really nice on a post. Sent the post out. Getting tons of traffic. Tons of traffic. Relatively the best traffic we had since I posted it.
Wow.
I got an email from their PR person, who's a third-party PR person, said, hey, I got a message from the people at Shock, Aftershock. They'd like you to take that preview. And I sent this girl an email, and I said, you know, I've taken it down. I left the post up. I just took the images out.
Sure.
And I was like, if this company wants my readers to become their readers, they're going to have to let me pimp their stuff.
Big time.
And they're not doing that. As a matter of fact, and I told her, I was like, we're getting a bunch of traffic on these books or on this preview book. Mm-hmm. And then I even mentioned what I just said here, which is now a review book because they've waited so long to get it out.
Sure.
I can't communicate to my readers. They don't want to read something they don't know anything about. No. And I'm telling this girl this, and I haven't gotten a reply back from them, but
probably not going to get one.
That would suck.
But I'm just saying, if you're a comic book guy, be a comic book guy and get your product into the hands of people who are going to celebrate your product and stream it from the hills if it's good, or sorry about your shitty luck, you put out a shitty product, I'm going to tell my readers how shitty your product is. Either way, if you don't send me anything, all I can assume is that your product is so shitty you don't want to send it to me.
Yep.
And so that's just what I'm
talking to you, DC.
Yeah, and talking to you, DC Comics, but we already know the truth with you all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just saying, Aftershock Comics, they have great creative teams, their books look good. The people who have gotten them, because they do have reviews, you know, from, you know, like blurbs from different reviews.
Right.
The people they are giving to like the books. I'm just wondering why no one else has these books. I don't see them in here. I don't see them in my comic shop.
So how are they getting the product?
I don't know. I don't know. They're in the previews, but I don't know who's going to go into their comic shop and be like, oh, hey, you got any Aftershock comics?
Because if people
like me haven't been able to tell them how awesome Aftershock comics are.
Right.
That's all I got to say.
You're going to lose out.
You're going to lose out. All right, let's wrap it. Final thoughts. Rest shirt, Steve.
Oh, God, I don't have any, except I'm dead tired lately.
Well, it's the sad season, you know, seasonal affective disorder. I get that sometimes. Nah. I have to get some sunshine. Like Saturday when it was really nice
out.
Oh, I was at work, and I spent most of my day outside. I have like an ear thing. Yeah. So I just lay like in the parking lot, and it would beep, and then I'd go in. Yeah, so I tried to get some sunshine Saturday.
Mine ain't that. Mine's just dealing with the federal government.
BS, yeah.
Yeah, federal government. We'll leave it at that.
We all do that, man.
And my final thought is this, is keep doing what you're doing, because I tell you what, up in Wisconsin, we're loving it.
Awesome.
So,
we have fans in Wisconsin. I heard like $16,000 worth of cheese was stolen from Wisconsin the other day.
You know what? Yeah, they stole a truck. I am not kidding you. They steal the truck. We laugh. I can't help
I heard that happen.
She told you, not 16, that. 16 tons of cheese getting, or whatever, getting sold.
$16,000 worth of cheese.
She don't tell me about the cheese getting ripped off.
It was local news, so.
Yeah. But it was like very expensive, like aged
cheese.
Oh, yeah. Is there like a really big black market for cheese?
Actually, there is. Aged cheese?
Aged cheese, yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's a big thing.
Hey,
let me tell you.
come here, kid.
So you some cheese.
I got some cheese. I got some cheddar.
Hey, Cheetos, cheetah.
No, you know what? Let's not joke about her cheese.
Yeah,
no,
it was Corona cheese.
I'm telling you, nope. You don't want to mess with it.
Adam, what is your...
DC, just get your shit together.
See, and you give them bad rap. We've given them shit for a long time for Black Holly.
I'm like the DC guy of the group.
I know.
DC's like... DC was what got me into comics.
I know.
DC is like my first comics love.
Yeah.
And it just sucks, and it pains me.
I'm hoping...
I want it to get better.
I'm hoping that with this new reboot, after the terrible run they had with the New 52, that this comes
it would
about.
Be
and, yeah.
Very, very... nice.
My final thought, I was supposed to pimp something for David. He was writing something really good. Go to Outright Geekery and look up David's new article. It's awesome.
Is it an interview?
It's probably an interview. He interviews a lot of creators. He loves that stuff. So yeah,
and
go to Outright Geekery.
He is good at it.
And one personal thing, okay, if you're going to go buy something from Amazon.com, alright, if you're going to go there anyway, go to OutrightGeekery.com. Click on the Amazon link on the right, and then go buy your stuff. We get, like, a little kickback from that. Now, I don't really care about the money, but this is, like, the third or fourth time I've signed up for the Amazon affiliate account that makes that link active. And because no one's clicked on it, they keep kicking me out.
Oh, wow.
So get your asses in there and click the link so I don't have to keep signing up with Amazon. I hate signing up for that thing.
Plus, he'll use the money and time to get him a nice new computer.
Yes, we will use the money and time
right.
to get better microphones. That
Again.
Was my favorite. And a mixer.
And a mixer?
And a mixer.
Oh, that was nice. Nice.
Yes.
We're going to go high tech.
High tech. Awesome. Thanks for listening. As always, thanks to our sponsor, Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
Yeah, I'm doing the outro. Someone else has to do the kick-in.
Well, I thought you maybe give me a point in there.
My bad. You know, I was just waiting for anyone. Check them out at comiccity2.com. They're in Madison. That's what we do for all of our comics. I don't know what we would do without them.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I would die without them in a sense, because that's where I get my comics.
Yeah.
And shipped to Wisconsin.
Yep.
Also, check us out on OutrightGeekery.com. Like we said before, we got a bunch of interviews, a bunch of comic reviews, news. Nothing from DC or Aftershock, but... You know, back in my day, Aftershock was gross alcohol. See, remember that stuff? Oh, it had like rocks in the bottle.
Wait a minute, I think
we got
a bottle there.
Yeah, it was the pre-game to Fireball. What was the blue shit they had too?
Oh,
some
know.
Blue stuff?
Alizade.
It was Aftershock. Same people did it, but it was blue.
We still got one in the
If you know, email us.
What are you talking about? It's about that.
Yeah, it was like antifreeze or something. I don't remember what it was called. But yeah, thanks for listening, and until next time, thanks guys. Bye.
Later.
Elaine.
Oh yes, good night, Elaine. Awesome.